a good 70% of the time, the bassoon is used probably more as a textural sound or as a timbre enhancement to other sections.
That's Kathleen McLean, Associate Professor of Bassoon at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music.
You're sort of the backup man, if you will, in the orchestra a lot of the time.
But then sometimes the lowest member of the woodwind section has the opportunity to shine. McLean has had plenty of experience playing the diva, as well as the backup man. She was the associate principal bassoonist of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra from 1993 to 2009, before joining the faculty at Indiana University Jacobs School of Music last year. McLean played one concert as principal bassoon with the Festival Orchestra this summer. On that concert was music of Jean Sibelius, a composer McLean says writes especially great bassoon parts. She also admires Beethoven's bassoon writing, but not just the bassoon parts in his symphonies.
Even some of his concertos, if you look at the Beethoven violin concerto, the bassoon is used in a very important role in all of the movements, specifically the second and third movement. Stravinsky truly loved the bassoon, and we're fortunate to have pieces like the Firebird Suite. Tchaikovsky, all of his symphonies are full of bassoon, and Shostakovich. It seems that there's a Russian tradition to use a lot of bassoon in their works, and perhaps it's a sort of the gloomy sound that the bassoon can produce. People have always said the bassoon to them sounds like the human soul.
Sounding an octave lower than the bassoon is its contorted and growly brother, the contrabassoon. Its grumbling tone isn't always audible in the large orchestral sound, but when it is, people notice.
When I was in the Toronto Symphony, we were playing a Mahler symphony, and one of the patrons in the audience came back after and said, "You know, I just was wondering, what was that sound at the end of one of the movements in that Mahler symphony? It sounded a bit like a vacuum cleaner."
Composers have highlighted the contrabassoon's distinctive sound in solo passages as well.
What comes to mind would be the Ravel Left Hand Piano Concerto. It starts with this amazing, murky, murky, you know, contra solo. Mother Goose, Ravel Mother Goose Suite, has some pretty amazing beastly solos for contrabassoon. If you look at the back of the bassoon, 12 or 13 of the keys that you use are used exclusively with your two thumbs. When you hear somebody say bassoonists are all thumbs, you know why. This bassoon was built in 1947 that I have here. You know, as long as you maintain it and keep it in good working condition, it will probably last another 20 years, probably. But some people feel newer instruments are sort of more popular, and I think that stems from this fact that a lot of symphony orchestras are playing louder and louder now, and it's almost a health hazard to play in an orchestra these days, you know? And I think builders are now making beefier and just much heavier instruments so that they can cut through the sound of the orchestra.
Even with all its shiny silver keywork and its long and lean body, McLean says the bassoon often gets mistaken for other instruments.
I'll have a conversation with somebody for a long time, and they'll say, "Oh, well, I'm glad that you're playing in the orchestra, and good luck with your oboe playing," you know? Or worse, I was on an airplane going somewhere, and I was having a conversation with somebody. After discussing the bassoon, he said, "Well, it was really nice to meet a kazoo player." And I thought, wow, who makes a living at playing the kazoo? I'd like to know.
I know, I want that job.
Indiana University Associate Bassoon Professor Kathleen McLean is currently on tour with the World Orchestra for Peace. You can hear the final Festival Orchestra concert this Thursday, August 5th in Bloomington at 8 p.m. in the Musical Arts Center. Find out more and listen to other musician profiles on our website, wfiu.org/arts.